secured the largest amount ever recorded on the JustGiving website. The organisation's been receiving thousands of donations since Claire Squires died on Sunday, raising £500,000 for the Samaritans. Nicola Short describes how her best friend would have reacted to the public's generosity.
Claire would have been over the moon, somewhat overwhelmed with the amount that she's managed to raise, and I know that the family don't want people to give up. They want people to keep donating money.
Police who investigated the death of a spy found in a sports holdall say DNA belonging to someone else was found on the zip. Our reporter Martin Brunt is at the inquest into Gareth Williams' death.
A dramatic police video showed the padlocked red sports holdall in the bath before Gareth Williams' body had been removed. The body wasn't visible, but a graphics reconstruction showed how police found it inside the bag. The detective in charge of the case, Chief Inspector Jackie Sabir, described it as a fetal position. Trapped under his body were two keys that fitted the padlock.
Russell Brand says he became addicted to drugs because of emotional and psychological difficulties. The comedian has been giving evidence to a group of MPs who are reviewing the government's drugs policy. Sheffield United say they've suspended a player over comments made on Twitter about a rape victim. Connor Brown posted a series of insults about a woman attacked by his teammate Ched Evans, who was jailed last week. Great Britain's football teams have found out who they'll face in the group stage at the London Olympics. The men will play Uruguay, United Arab Emirates and Senegal, while the women's team are up against Brazil, New Zealand and Cameroon. And Strictly Come Dancing's been cleared of breaching broadcasting guidelines. Hundreds of people complained after the former footballer Robbie Savage's saucy routine on the show. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
One lane closed on the M25 clockwise between junction 29 and 30 because of an accident involving a motorbike. And you'll also find that there's slow traffic on the A132 East Main northbound in Navendon between the A127 South End Arterial Road Junction and the Cranfield Park Road Junction as well. Watch out for the traffic lights that are on Priest Lane in Shenfield, close to the Middleton Hall Lane Junction. Watch out for the traffic lights on the Hutton Road near to the Friars Avenue Junction in Shenfield. They may delay you as well. And in Stock Ingate, Stone Road is closed in both directions, close to the Butsbury Hall Farm Junction, but diversions are signposted locally.
Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Don't forget that joining me in the studio this hour is Scott Higham. We're going to be chatting about his quest to appear on The Only Way Is Essex. And I'm going to be asking him about his choice of lifestyle, his choice of dress. I'm going to be questioning him and cross-examining him myself. I have a very inquisitive mind. I like learning about people that have different aspirations to myself. It would be boring if we were all the same, wouldn't it?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are your prized possessions protected at home? How would your business be affected if you were broken into and essential equipment stolen? Peak Security Group has over 30 years of security experience, keeping your home and business secure. From CCTV, door entry and gate systems to intruder alarms, we guarantee you will get the right advice for your needs with free double warranty cover. Call us today on 01268 777232 or visit us at peak-security.co.uk.
Cool, blimey, John, watch out. You should join Worley Park Golf Club in Brentwood. They're offering 4 free lessons with a PGA professional and an incredible 4 months free membership if you join in April. That's 16 months of golf, including 2 whole summers for the price of 12. Just call them on 01277 200 441 to book a test round this month. And who knows, John, by the summer you could have a drive you'd actually want to shout about.
Terms and conditions apply. Search Worley Park offers online now.
Tuesday night is Motorsports Night with me, Dave Turner, as we talk to some of the biggest names in the world of motorsport, from two wheels and four wheels. If you like your sports motorised, then join me 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. every Tuesday, only on Phoenix 98 FM in association with ebspestcontrol.co.uk.
Once more, just before I'm leaving, torn on the platform. Once more, just before I'm leaving, torn on the platform. 'Cause I miss you, and I love you, and I know this is over for now. 'Cause I miss you, oh, how I miss you. You're not my girl, you're my town. A weekend away, leave the city today. Don't want the big smoke to leave me behind. The train leaves at 2, platform 3, Waterloo. 50p to the tram, makes people kind. I get a good seat, with the window my feet are up on the one in front, everyone stares. But why do they care, like there's feelings in chairs. Stuck for 3 hours until I get there. Eyes, eyes are not dry, dry, dry. As I realise, lies, lies, that in a few minutes the train will be gone. Sighs, 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 city 58. Wish I had been late. I missed the train and given them an excuse. But what is the use? I've less slack than a noose. Do or die, stay or go, what should I choose? Cause eyes are not dry. As I realise, lies. That in a few minutes this train will be gone. Size. City flies. Wonder why. Would anyone want to leave where I come from? I'm torn on the platform. Starts to slow as the beeping carriage doors begin to close. Momentarily I'm standing froze. Then I jump between the gap and on the platform flat. I'm not torn on the platform.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Friday the 4th of May to Monday the 7th, the Tower Arms Beer Festival is happening at the Tower Arms on Weald Road in South Weald. If you need to contact anyone, you can contact Nikki, Mark or Simon on 210-266. The Tower Arms Beer Festival is really, really good. I've been to it before. Hopefully it's going to be nice weather. I always associate it with nice weather. Are they playing it safe or not so much, considering it has been awful throughout April?
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
Right, I'm now pleased to say that I'm joined in the studio by Scott Higham. Let me just check that your microphone's working, so just say hello.
Hello.
Oh, wonderful. It's the right one. You see, the other presenters here at Phoenix are always swapping around the numbers of the microphones. They decide that one works better, and then that one, and then they change the little numbers, and I just get completely confused. Okay, so now you are, the reason why you're here today is because you want to be on TOWIE.
I do.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I've been doing a bit of extra work for TOWIE.
Yeah.
But
now,
I want to get my...
Tell me, why do you want to be on TOWIE? That's going to be my first question.
Why?
You need to just...
It's just a dream I've always wanted. It's not TOWIE itself. It's just to... I've always wanted to be someone big. I've always wanted to walk the streets and people go, oh, that's that guy from...
Oh, you've always wanted to be famous.
I've always wanted to be famous. So, yeah, and I kind of thought, I do love TOWIE and it's what just...
Okay, well, I want to ask you, why do you want to be famous, first of all?
It's just a dream that I've always had. Everyone's got a dream in their life, and this is my dream, and this is what I want out of my life. I want to be proud of it, and I want to make something of myself.
Okay, but what aspects of being famous do you think you'll enjoy? Like, what is it about... There are certain things about being famous that I think really, really wouldn't suit me. Like, the whole fact that, you know, you could get photographed. I mean, if you were famous now, there would be like 10,000 people outside, sort of thing. Well, it can be, potentially. It depends who you are. But, you know, you've either got press chasing you everywhere. They chase most famous people, regardless of how famous they are. Or, you know, you've got your fans following you. So what...
I think that's all part of being famous, though, isn't
it? You like
it
all.
That's what... Yeah, I think if you can't put up with that, then you shouldn't be in the public eye. That's what it's all about, and that's what I want, and that's why I want to become famous, really. It's not just because of that.
So you don't mind all of that
aspect? No, I'd love it.
What about when you hear stories in the newspaper about, like, you know, really horrible things that have been found out about famous people?
I think you've just got...
reporters.
That's all part of life, isn't it? So, I think you've just got to read it and kind of think, if you can let that go over your head, then... That's good.
If you were famous, do you think you'd kind of you'd be famous, but you'd always be aware that anything you did, like someone might find out about,
yeah, no,
so
definitely.
You wouldn't really be bothered.
No.
So you kind of just you'd basically, hopefully, well, you'd just be quite open and
yeah.
honest about
I think you've
your
got
life.
To be, really. I think whatever you do, it's always going to be in the papers and always going to be in magazines for people to see. So if you're just honest with people and just get on your day-to-day life and just...
Well, that's nice to know. So are you quite a trustworthy friend?
I am a trustworthy friend, and yeah, I am.
Would you consider yourself a faithful man?
Definitely.
Oh, well.
You wouldn't see me on the Sun newspaper and been cheating again. I'm not like that. I'm just a normal guy, a nice guy.
So you think you'd get in the press for the right things?
Yeah.
Rather than for doing naughty things that have been found out and you didn't mean for the press to find out. You'd just be like, yeah,
press. It'll all be good.
You can... Okay. That's... You're putting yourself under a lot of pressure there, you know. Are you a perfectionist, would you say?
I like to think I am, but perfectionist, what is a perfectionist at the end of the day? Everyone does things wrong, don't they? And that's life, isn't it? You kind of go through life making mistakes, and I can't say that I'd like to be a perfectionist, but I don't think I am.
Yeah, so you're probably not, you don't strive to. I am definitely a perfectionist.
I try.
I put myself under a lot of pressure. Now, tell me about your choice of how you keep your appearance, because there's certain things, I reckon, you probably spend longer in front of the mirror a day than I do. To be honest with you, I have to force myself just to check I haven't got stuff in my teeth. Tell me about your lifestyle habits. Tell me about how much time a day do you spend on, you know, getting ready?
I do think getting important is quite ready, to be honest with you. I think the Essex people do have got that kind of look now, that they've got that persona to look good, and I do sit there and take care of myself. I spend quite a lot of time in the mirror doing my hair and making sure that my teeth are nice. I do bleach my teeth as well. I've got nice good teeth, a good smile, and I just think taking care of yourself is important.
So, okay, I'll give you an example. I don't bleach my teeth. Do you think I've got bad teeth?
I wouldn't say you've got bad teeth. You've got quite nice teeth, to be fair, but I personally want to go out there with white teeth.
Do my teeth? No, what I'm interested in, because I would say, a lot of people say to me, because I'm slim, yeah. A lot of people say to me, do you see someone that's overweight and think, oh, you know, that they should lose weight? And I think no, I don't mind how they choose to look. It's just that I choose not to look.
If that's
that
how
way.
You feel comfortable,
is that how you're describing it?
I don't feel comfortable going around with.
So my teeth don't disgust you.
Nope.
Like they don't make you feel
no,
sick. It's
not.
Just how you want
this
your
just
teeth.
Just how I feel
so
and how
personal
I personal yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
So you're not doing it for anyone else.
No, I'm just doing it for myself.
You're doing that's it
so
for
I,
yourself.
If I go out there and haven't bleached my teeth for like a week, I feel a bit disgusted in myself. I feel like, oh no, my teeth are yellow, I've got to go out there.
Do they feel dirty?
Yeah, they do. I just feel like I've got to bleach them.
Okay, so it makes them feel cleaner.
Yeah, and I do like TV work and that, and I do modelling, so it's quite important that I do have nice teeth and a good look.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, don't panic. This is so I can understand why I haven't started bleaching, because I've got friends that bleach their teeth, and I haven't yet, you know, done it. But that's not to say I never will. I might do. I'm still considering it. Now tell me something. How often do you get your teeth bleached?
Well, I do it myself.
Is it something that you have to maintain?
It is. Well, I don't. Well. It's
does
not
it
so
cost
much
a lot of money? I mean,
not
I'm
really.
Not sure I'll be able to afford to bleach my teeth.
But I think when people...
How much does it cost?
Associate when people bleaching the teeth, it doesn't cost as much as you think. You can buy the gels for £12 in your local dentist.
Right,
I think mine costs about £100. I've got the gum shields from... And the internet, actually, a company online, and they've done everything for you. They also sent you, like, four gels.
Do you do it overnight?
Yes. You should only do it for 15 minutes.
So you do it... Yeah.
I do mine overnight.
Oh, okay. So you come out. If someone like saw you in the middle of the night, you probably
like
have
Joey
glowing
friends, yeah.
teeth. Like they'd be like, "Oh, look, yep. there's a little light in the room. It looked like there was a glowworm present, wouldn't it?" So you keep yours, but you're only meant to do it for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You say, and is it quite safe?
It is safe, yeah. If you make sure you get the right gel, like I said, I get most of my gel from the dentist, which is...
You get some of it from the dentist?
Yeah.
I suppose if the dentist is selling
it's going to be quite safe.
Okay, and how much does that sort of thing cost?
That's only about £12.
And £12...
You get a tube of about... You probably get about...
£12 a month, or...?
I'd say about £12 a month, really. If you was to do your teeth every 3-4 days, then yeah, that whole tube should last you at least a month.
God, so blimey, £12 a month. That's like what I pay for my internet. Like, seriously. Now, so tell me something else. I had another question about the whole bleaching of the teeth, and now I've completely forgotten, but maybe it'll come back into my head.
Maybe.
Okay, let's move on to the tanning.
Okay.
Is your tan natural? It could be.
It's not natural, you're dark.
No, I mean, is your hair colour natural?
My hair colour is natural, yeah. I don't touch my hair, apart from a few greys that are coming
through. Your hair is very nice, I have to say. if you need a hairdresser, my dad's got a salon, you know.
Well, with the whole tanning, I don't use sunbeds. I don't agree with all that. I just use fake tan.
Yeah.
And the fake tan I use...
Oh, tell me why you don't agree with sunbeds, because they're bad for you.
Do you know what? I used to have sunbeds all the time, and then one day that I was actually in a sunbed, the light from the sunbed was reflecting on my face, and then it actually made me look at my skin, and it was disgusting.
Really?
I had really bad skin on my face, so I thought, right, that's it, I'm never going to have a sunbed again.
What, because you realised it was damaging your skin?
Yeah, you could see it was just awful.
So you use fake tan now?
I use fake tan. I just use an Asda.
Oh, do you?
Fake tan, yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's just some shimmer fake tan. It was just their Asda own brand that I use.
Oh, okay. That's...
I find that's the best one to use.
Well, actually, I have to say to you that although there are many other shops that sell fake tan, I have to say that... Your tan actually looks all right.
It does, doesn't it? It does actually look real. Quite a lot of people compliment me and say, oh, where you been on holiday? And I'm like, oh, it's actually fake tan.
I mean, have you asked Towie, because you're not on it yet, but they must know about you.
They do,
you've done some work for them.
Yeah, I've done quite a bit of
extra
work.
It yet. So perhaps it's because you're not orange enough. Perhaps you need to
maybe
get more.
I should start having some sunbeds.
I mean, is that what makes the orange look? I've always, because you to me just look tanned. You look like you've just come away from Spain. Okay, so, and anyone watching on the webcam that they'll be able to see as well. So, but the orange look, how is that achieved?
The orange look is where you put too much on. I have one of the mitts that I use that then put a little bit on and then just rub it in the mitt and then rub it over my body.
Oh, okay.
Most people kind of plaster it on, which isn't the right thing to do.
Do you leave yours on overnight?
Yeah, it's a daily one. You could put it on and it's a wash on, wash off one.
Oh, okay. So you have to top yours up every day. Yeah,
but it's worth it.
I have used fake tan in the past. I've used it a couple of times, and I go browner than I go about the tan that I once went when I was on a holiday, just in the south of France. I went on a holiday just for a week. But what I did, I was there to sunbathe every day. I got up early, lay on the beach all day, and, you know, I was good, put on my suntan lotion, you know, so I didn't burn. I just went a really, really dark colour, which for me is quite hard to achieve, because as you can see, I'm fair.
You're quite pale.
I am quite pale. How does that make it? So I'm quite pasty to you.
But that's how you look. You look fine. I think it's how you feel. I don't sit there and look at people and think, oh, look at her.
Yeah.
She's got horrible teeth and she's pale.
You don't look at people that are really, really white and you're like, oh, you're really pasty.
I think it's
really
how you feel comfortable as a person. I feel comfortable looking tanned, going around with white teeth and looking good, I think. I don't like going around looking pale. I just think it makes you
feel ill.
Yeah.
You feel better if you're
I feel
tan.
A lot better when I'm happy, like, going out and I'm all tanned up and my hair's done and
I can understand, you know, if it makes you feel better.
That's just it's a personal thing at the end of the day. Everyone's got their queries with themselves, and mine, I just like to look good, really.
Yeah. So, in what other ways do you, like, look good? Like, what other things do you do to keep up your appearance? I mean, your hair actually is quite...
Well, if you can see him in the webcam, I look awful.
There's nothing. Well, you see, you think you look awful right now, but so what looks awful about you right now?
I'm just a hoodie and my hair's a mess.
Oh, well, that's okay. But no, your hair's not a mess. You've done it. I mean, you haven't just got out the shower and it's all flat. And, you know.
I like to make sure that I've got a style to my hair, where some people have just got a bog standard haircut, which they may like that. But I personally, for myself, I like a style to my hair. I like to make sure that it's all got gel in and looks nice and...
Mm.
And just make sure I look presentable, really, for when I go out.
Okay, so I suppose, you know, your dress doesn't really look, you know, it just looks completely normal.
I'm just casual, I'm in a pair of jeans and a hoodie.
Yeah. You're in what I'd expect you to be in. Mm. Tell me about your physique. Do you have any preferences, or do you not really worry about that aspect too much? Do you think most people on TOWIE have got quite a good physique or body?
I think they have. If you look at it, most of them got good bodies. Even Argy's, and Argy's doing something about his body. Not saying that he's fat or nothing, but he is obviously doing running and doing the London Marathon. I think when you're on TV, you've got that kind of big persona to look good and to have a good body.
Okay, lovely.
But not that I'm quite slim and that anyway, but I'm not that. Well, I've got a good body, but.
I'm glad that you feel confident and good about yourself. I'm going to play some music, but then I'm going to be speaking to you again, because I think we've kind of covered the way you look.
Yes.
and why you choose to look that way. And then we're going to be speaking more about you getting on and what that would mean to you. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Lovely.
Goodbye.
Hello, you're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm pleased to say that still joining me in the studio is Scott Higham. We're chatting about his quest to become famous. He wants to become a celebrity, and he's trying this through TOWIE, The Only Way is Essex. Scott, I want to ask you, why do you want to get famous through TOWIE? Because, right, this is the way I see it, okay?
Okay.
I think that TOWIE is a bit like, it's kind of reality TV, isn't it? It's a bit like Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Big Brother is now done and dusted. I mean, most people that either win Big Brother, they don't really, you know, have lasting fame. So do you think that TOWIE is going to bring you lasting fame?
I wouldn't say I want lasting fame. I've not had fame before, so don't know what it's going to be like.
You just want to get a taste.
I want to get a taste.
You want to try.
I think everyone in life's got a dream, and this is my dream, and I want to try and get out there and do what I can and as much as I can. And I think to sit there and try and get famous is such a difficult thing. Just to try and get on TV is difficult enough.
Yeah.
And I think
Do you think that perhaps there could be, like, do you have, like, a talent that you could bring to TV?
I wouldn't say I've got talent. It's just I am who I am, and I think I've got what it takes to. I think living in the Brentwood area, living in Essex all my life, I've got the Essex look. I've got the swagger, and I just think I've got what TOWIE are looking for.
Ah, so you think the reason why you think you're right for TOWIE is because you could be famous for being Essex?
Yeah.
Wow.
For being myself as well.
yeah. For being yourself. Although everyone has the right to be famous, don't they? Because everyone's
got a dream. You might as well go out there and
a personality.
Yeah.
But you think that you could be famous for being from Essex?
It's not just from being from Essex, is it? I think it's just at the minute TOWIE is doing well, and there's quite a lot of people that have done well for this. So if you look at Mark Wright and Amy Childs, how well they've done.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I want to be like that, but I think, why not? Get a chance?
They're the people that have started up businesses, aren't they?
Amy Childs has got her own salon, and Mark Wright's done quite a lot. I don't think Mark Wright's got his own business, but he's done pretty well for himself since leaving TOWIE. He's done quite a few TV shows himself.
I mean, it has inspired some people to start businesses in
local area. I think most people have got businesses now. I'm not saying that I would want my own business. I think I just want to. I've got my dream to become an actor, and that's what I want to do at the minute.
Oh, you want to be an actor?
Well, we'll see, but
okay, so that might be more of a long-term dream. So initially it's TOWIE, and then you think, then you do have a talent.
I wouldn't say acting's a talent. I don't know if I've never done acting before. I've done extra work for quite a lot of TV,
okay,
but I'm not really too sure if I could sit there and actually.
When you've done the extra work, do they ask you to act in it?
No.
Never. Really?
I have appeared on TOWIE a few times, but it's not actually as a speaking part, as in like back scene and walking through and.
Yeah.
And that. So nothing. I actually want to sit there and get a main part where I can actually sit there and have a main part, an actual chatting scene on there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well, I think that it would really be worth, for the whole acting thing. I mean, I'm not really sure this would work with TOWIE, but for the whole acting thing, I think perhaps get someone that you know, that I'm sure there's someone out there. In fact, I know of someone that you know and I know, that could film you doing some acting.
Yeah, no, that is true.
For the whole acting thing.
TOWIE, I know TOWIE are always looking for main cast, and I think, why this isn't close to home, why not try and get out there? And obviously I do want to become famous. And
do you think you could bring anything different to the show?
I think I am different. I think it's missing a few characters. I think I'm a bubbly personality, and it's not a really, you look at a guy, there's just not really much personality from the boys' side of it. There's loads of the girls that have all got personalities, and they're all really bubbly. But if you look at the guys, they're all like, ooh, hard nut guys. And I think I'm quite a bubbly personality, and I think that's what the show needs.
Okay. So you're kind of different from the guys that are on there at the moment.
I am different from the guys.
Now tell me about your dog, actually. I mustn't forget that.
Yes, I did have a photo shoot with my dog Taz. He's a Chinese crested dog that is a bald dog.
Now, does he keep warm?
He does keep warm.
How do you keep him warm?
He's just kind of got a lot of body heat inside him. He's meant to be bulgy. I haven't shaved him enough.
But what happened with the hair? He's got hair, though, on his head.
He has got hair.
Is that how they grow?
Their body is completely bald.
Oh,
and they've got a tuft of hair on their head.
So he was born that way?
Yeah, that's the kind of breed they are, Chinese Crested. There are Chinese Crested that are hairy, but there's also a breed that are hairless. And I have a hairless dog.
And is he well behaved?
He is very well behaved. And I thought Taz is totally different to kind of any dogs you kind of see. So I kind of thought I would get in touch with Howie and try and get myself and my dog Taz on the show, as he's different, and I think the show is different, and that's what they
need. A lot of people in Essex do have small dogs.
Exactly, and as you watch the show, there are quite a few dogs on there, but as you can see...
Small dogs are quite handy. You don't have to take them for long walks.
No, definitely not.
I'd have to get a small dog if I was to get a dog, only because I don't like clearing up dog poo.
No, it's not very nice, is it? But...
Do you know what? I've probably got thousands more questions that I want to ask you, but I'm just going to give you a chance to kind of say anything that you want to, really, listeners of the Brentwood and Billericay community. Anything else?
Well, I think most people are probably listening and probably going to slag me off for sitting there and doing this.
Oh, why? Don't be silly. Oh, no.
Honestly, that's what people think, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think you.
I wouldn't, you know, slag you.
I do follow Howie, like the papers and that, and quite a lot of people do slate Howie, and I think it's done really well for itself. It's brought life back into Essex. You look at Essex now compared to what it was before.
Oh no, hang on a minute. If you want to start having a debate with me about Towie itself, I mean, I'm not going to get all defensive about you wanting to be on Towie. That's your decision alone. But Towie in itself, I mean...
Me personally, I think you'll have
to come back on the show for that one. Seriously. I mean, if you think it's good for, you know, people like yourself...
You know, I do.
Then that's really nice that that's brought that into your life. And I'm really, like, pleased. But for Towie as a way to kind of try and enrich the culture of Brentwood and Essex, you know, we are getting more people come to the area, but it's not really the sorts of people that would probably make friends with someone like me.
Probably not. I think the people that come to...
I look very different. And to me, success isn't built on fame. If success is built on fame to you, that's fine. But to me, success is all about knowledge. And that's just the way I work. So I want to be successful in whatever area it is I do. I want to be really, really good at that. I want to know everything there is to know about that subject. But that's just success to me. So I'm into health and fitness and nutrition. I want to know everything about health, fitness, nutrition.
You know, like with me, I do. I just want to make something for my life.
I learn other things as well, but I mean, that's my success to me.
Yeah,
my knowledge.
My success is becoming on TV
and learning about other people.
Yeah.
So you fulfilled some of my success today, and I hope I've fulfilled some of yours.
Yeah, no, you have, and thank you for having me on the show, and I do appreciate that. Just hopefully that someone out there can hear my story and I get somewhere and. My plea.
Well, wonderful. Well, if anyone's listening that is out there, please do get in touch. Do you have contact details, actually? Because, perhaps an email address or...
I do actually have...
Maybe, have you got your own website yet?
I haven't actually got my own website.
I
should start it. But I did do... the Brentwood Gazette actually did do me a cover, and they were asking for people to tweet or email the Gazette.
Okay. So if anyone wants to get in contact, you can get in touch with the Gazette itself. Oh, hang on. Well done.
Yeah, there's actually...
It will say it here. You can contact them via all the W's. This is totalessex.co.uk. Or just email me here in the studio, radio@phoenixfm.com. Give us a text here at Phoenix, 0777 9298 298. And if you do want Scott's details, well, I'll check with him first that he's okay with whoever you are having it. It can't just be some person out there that's on the pool. And I'll get him. I'll get you in touch.
Well,
all right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming in, Scott. Take care.
Thank you.
Taste the tension like a cloud of smoke in the air. Now I'm breathing like I'm running, 'cause it takes
FM travel news with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Slow traffic on the A130 southbound in Chelmsford between the Boreham Interchange and Sainsbury's. Van Diemen's Road in Chelmsford is now slow towards the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road at the Army and Navy. Apart from that, you've just got temporary traffic lights on Priest Lane at the Middleton Hall Road junction here in Brentwood. In Shenfield, Hutton Road, close to Friars Avenue junction, has also got temporary traffic lights. And in Stoke, you'll find that Ingatestone Road is closed in Stoke near to the Butsbury Hall Farm junction.
Phoenix FM travel with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood, creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul. Whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Sorry, I'm just seeing my guest out doing two things at once as per usual. At 7 p.m. on Saturday, the Alan Paul Memorial Jazz Evening is going to be presented by Friends of Oliver Rao at LA Fitness in Chinditz Lane in Worley. It's an evening of live jazz by Essex five-piece Avante in aid of Cancer Research UK, including an Olympics raffle. It's £10 to go along, £5 for concessions. Contact Oliver Rao on 07802 677 983.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
This machine.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.